السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you listen to my message, you just receive it right now. And the condition of the ummah, individual and collective. In the meantime, one sister, she asked me a question. What's the difference between verse 14, chapter Al-Ahqaf, and verse 30, 31, 32, chapter Fussilat? What is the difference? Again, chapter Al-Ahqaf, verse 13, chapter Fussilat 30, 31, 32. To answer that, let's go back to a couple of verses which will explain to us. Al-Baqarah, chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 156. Chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 156. What is all about? It's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise. He will trial us. He will trial us by fear, hunger, minus in money, minus in relationship, can be a daughter, a son, family, husband, wife, relative, and crops. And crops in here, it doesn't mean crops only. It means the status of your business, the status of your life. It has many meaning. And when you look to these verses, between 155, 156, 157, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to about the believer. When you have fluctuation in your life between the things you like, the thing you do not like, the thing you love, the thing you do not love, the comfort, discomfort, health, not healthy, money, no money, beauty, no beauty, you name it. Life will never go the way we want all the time, never. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, those who get a musibah, those who get a calamity in your child, in your birth, in your family, in illness, accident, you name it, death, minus in whatever. Those who have a calamity, and they say, Inna lillah, we belong to you, Ya Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and we will be in the front of you, Ya Allah. This has a meaning. We belong to you, Ya Allah. Meaning, whatever you ordain. May Allah allow us to be thankful, content, and have patience. And we will be standing in the front of you, Ya Allah. Meaning, inshaAllah, you will be rewarding us, Ya Allah. Those who said that, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَجَعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Those Allah will give, make salah over them, meaning certain blessing, and rahmah, and mercy. وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And those are the guided one. Okay? Now, in meantime, let's scan more. Chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 214. 2:14. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannah? Do you think you will enter the Jannah and nothing will happen to you and you will not receive the same fitan and the same ibtila of the people before you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued. He said, Those who have calamity, hardship, until the earth is trembling, is shaking. And they said, when in the Nasr of Allah? Allah promised, Ala Nasrullahi Qareeb, the victory of Allah is so near. Is so near. Now, I wanted to go to Ala Imran, Al-Imran, verse 173. Ala Imran verse 173 is amazing. And 174. What is that? When you read it carefully, the one the people gather.